Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 0.035% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75, 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station.
So in today's video, I'm going to talk about the different things and odd things about my house, and also some facts about it. One odd thing about my house is that I do not have a normal roof. My roof is made out of vinyl from my dad's work that he makes at his work, and it can last up to 20 years. All the vinyl siding on my house is salvaged. This window is also salvaged. This door as well. And this window as well. The only window that is not reused is this window. Another cool thing about my house is 100% of all the sheathing that went on my house is reclaimed. As you can see right here, under that snow, there's a black tarp, and there's still more plywood under there. This is all reused and was for free, so I paid zero money on my siding. The plywood that went on the loft is also for free and is the same material that is under this carpet. That's all free plywood. Another cool thing is all the 2x6s in the roof and on the foundation are all for free as well. Most of the wire in my house is reused and from old jobs. It is also safe to use and in good condition, if you're wondering. Those two pieces of insulation are reused, and there's also one piece in this wall right here that's also reused. I don't know if this one counts, but this carpet is from my grandma's house and is in here for temporary use. This is old carpet from her house when she put new carpet in her house. If you couldn't notice so far, you can see I've used a lot of different methods to save the cost of my build. So far, I've only spent a little over $700, and I'm very proud of that. It wasn't very hard at all to find materials. Just getting your word out using social media like Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter made it a lot easier to get people to, you know, get rid of their junk, they would say, because they won't charge you, especially if you're a kid like me. They're happy you're not inside playing video games. You're outside building a house at 12 years old. That's when I started this build. So it's possible for anybody to build a house that's younger than 12 years old or older than 12 years old. As long as you're doing it, that's a cool thing. Since you're watching this video, I thought I would show you the layout and what I'm thinking to do with interior-wise of my house. So first, as you walk in, I'm going to do a kitchen table. And this kitchen table is going to be a little higher up. And I have cabinets that will go up here for upper storage. These are my two outlets for my kitchen, so I can plug appliances in. And my kitchen will not be very big because I'm not big of a cook. Also, as you walk in, you have your light switches. And I'm thinking to have like a TV that pulls out and can swivel this way or this way, whatever I'm doing. This will be my ladder. My kitchen will end about right about here, and where this chair is up, I will have a bookshelf that you can see through from this direction, and I will be storing a lot of stuff in there. It also, where these steps are will be where the bookshelf will be, so this looks like the bookshelf is with the steps. Right here will be my dining area. I will have a L couch. Also, I'll have a fold-down table, I imagine, right here, so I can dine people. As you go up the ladder, this will be where my bed will be. I will just have my pillow up there. This whole wall, I'm thinking of doing storage, because I have not very many places to store stuff in this house, and I will not sleep in the entire loft. So I want this side to be storage, and this side to where I sleep. If you still have questions, go watch my How to Make Money to Build a House at 12 Years Old video. It solves a lot of your questions, and if you have a question that was not answered, just please comment below and I'll answer it. I thought I would do my outro right here since you don't see this side of the house very much. Thanks for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe, and stay tuned for another. It's like 30 degrees out. There's water dripping off my roof.
Brooklyn Independent Television.
It's been nearly 2 months since the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission greenlit the Group Vehicle Ride Pilot Program. The program was designed to help commuters along corridors where bus routes had been eliminated. The B71 is the latest route to join the program, and Sherry Carabin jumped aboard the dollar van to find out if it's smooth sailing.
Our starting point is that Franklin, that's the starting point, and Eastern Parkway.
The B71 service area is among a handful that are part of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission's Group Ride Vehicle Pilot Project. The vans cost $2 a ride and are designed to assist those living in areas where the MTA has discontinued bus routes. The first group ride vehicles hit the streets around mid-September in Queens. Brooklyn's B23 and B39 routes are also part of the pilot. The B71 route starts in Crown Heights and ends in Red Hook, with Brooklyn Van Lines providing the service.
Traditionally, van companies would operate in Caribbean neighborhoods, Caribbean American neighborhoods, Central Brooklyn, and in Queens. But this new agreement with the city expanded our range in going to into areas that we would normally would not go. So that is a given. That is a good thing. I think it's a good thing for the van industry.
Right now, Brooklyn Van Lines has about a half dozen drivers, manning the van 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. On this Sunday, I decided to get on board and take...
Okay, good morning. Another version of It's My House. And today's podcast is titled Water, Drink It Plus Eat It Equal Good Health. Live stream number 619-768-2945. Reason why we're doing this podcast this morning on water is yesterday I had to call and have my mother taken. She's been bedridden for a little bit over 2 years to the hospital, emergency room. Although she was bedridden for 2.5 years, or is bedridden because she's still alive, she's just at the hospital now, was essentially the root cause. She was severely dehydrated. My mother's 5'11". And I knew she at one time she weighed more than I did. At one time she weighed like 250 pounds, which is too much weight for her, but she was healthy at that weight. Well, she was mobile, happy, you know, active, working on at 250. I weigh about 225, 230, but I'm 6'8". So I knew she had lost at least 100 pounds in bed over the 2 year period. And a doctor called me this morning, and because I was expecting extreme bad news, but he just gave me news. It wasn't such good news, but it wasn't extremely bad news. Anyway, because she's still alive, at least at that time. I haven't heard anything since, because I got to get over there this afternoon. But in any event, the root cause of my mother being 5'11" and weighing only 110 pounds, and she's got pneumonia now. That's what I was trying to figure out, how she got pneumonia, because I'm in the house, two dogs in the house, and I had workers come in and change her sheets, change her clothes, bathe her on a consistent daily basis for the past 2 years. So none of them have gotten sick, and nobody's sick right now. And I've had pneumonia before, so... No, I didn't know, you know, no labored breathing or nothing like that. But anyway, so I'm not going to argue with him because he's a medical professional. In any event, she didn't have any fever yesterday or whatever. She just had that slurred speech. So I was thinking initially it might be a stroke. So let's see. Let's not shit on that. But she hasn't had a stroke or nothing like that. Blood pressure, excellent. Heart rate, good. Something's going on with her kidneys, trying to process all what's going on in her body right now. She's 93, but on her side of the family, she's got a sister that passed last September at 104, grandmother that died, which is my great-grandmother, at 100. So they're stacked up with century marks. On her side of it. So she got good genetics. And she's got bed sores now, but she didn't have it for the first year now. And what kept her living, I believe this long was she was eating a lot of bananas until she stopped about 6 or 7 months ago. But in any event, and then I was spoon feeding her bananas in the form of smoothie. But anyway, let me get to the root of this. The reason for the podcast today titled Water. Drink it plus eat it equal good health. My mother, for years, when you walked into her house, she always had one or two tall glasses of water, 50% water, 50% juice. That was just her lifestyle. And if you didn't drink that, if she caught you drinking a soda, she'd give you a nice little lecture about it. Wouldn't be nasty about it, but, you know, she was a water freak. But about, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago, she stopped drinking water like that. And then she started to get stiff. So I came down here on a Christmas vacation, 11-day Christmas vacation, and one thing led to another. But she was always complaining about being stiff. I said, you're not drinking enough water. And for a person 5'11", well, matter of fact, let me give my story first and get back into her story. My right arm for about a 2-year period, I couldn't lift it even to in straight in front of me. So I went to a chiropractor, and on my second treatment to the chiropractor just asked me, how much water are you drinking? And I told him, well, and I, at that time I was struggling to drink 2 liters a day. And he said, no. For your size, which I'm 6'8", I need, and I'm slender, like I said, I weigh about 225, 230. You need to drink a minimum of 4 liters of water a day. And then another friend of mine told me about magnesium, particularly chelated magnesium. So his office was right above a Whole Foods. So I went downstairs to the Whole Foods, got me 4 liters of Fiji water, but it could have been anybody's water. 4 liters of water. Actually, I got 8 right off the top. And I got the chelated magnesium, and then on the third day, I got 4 more liters of water. On the third day, around about 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and I'm laying down, and I woke up with the sure confidence that my right arm, which I couldn't move for at least 2 years, was all right, because it just felt right. It felt well. I stood up and moved my arm full circular. No pain. And since that happened about maybe 10 years ago, at least 10 years ago. Since that day, and I had problems with, before that I had problems with, because when I went to a chiropractor, I was getting arthritis in the knees. I mean, it's probably maybe closer to 15, 18 years. I mean, anyway, so that water cleared up about 15 physical things that were wrong with me. The arm was just one, because if I moved or twisted that arm in a certain position, it would be excruciating pain. But I had some arthritis in my knee. Like I said, there were 15 things on my body, including being constipated and all of that. 15 things that cleared up in 72 hours by me basically drinking the 4 liters of water a day. I swear by it. Now, when I go to a more tropical climate, like I was in Southeast Asia, Maritime Southeast Asia, Philippines a couple of years ago, and when I went there, it was heat that I wasn't used to. So something intuitively told me, you know what, double it. Instead of doing 4 liters a day, do 8. When I did that, when I took in 4 liters, I would drink 4 liters of water overnight because it was a 12, 13-hour time difference. So I would be up at night anyway. So I would drink 4 liters overnight, and then during the day, 4 liters. And then at meals, I would drink a liter or a half a liter while waiting on a meal and another half liter after the meal. That's what I had to do over there to feel normal in that particular climate. So if I go to a place like Uganda or someplace in Africa, I already know what I need to do to stay hydrated. So I swear by staying hydrated. I'm not saying it's a silver bullet, but I truly believe it can cure a whole lot of things, even weight loss. I mean, if you want to lose weight, all right, you don't have to take any fancy diet pills. I mean, you need to be active, I believe. I mean, just that you just walk or go bowling or whatever your favorite physical activity is, and you can do something as simple as walking. But if you still well hydrated, you won't get fat. That's my belief. And you got to be moderate, too. And the reason why I'm saying that, your body, let's compare it to the human toilet, the toilet bowl, the tank. All right? If there's no water in the tank, you can't flush. It's the exact same thing with the human body. You've got to have an ample amount of water in there, you know, to flush. Now, depends on how long you get backed up. You might have to take some castor oil or something like that. But me, 4 liters of water a day, I'm regular. No Ax-Lax, no whatever pills that makes you poop. I haven't had that in years. I just keep up that four or plus more liters a day. Now, there's been a few times when, you know, I got overconfident because, like, what, 2-3 years ago I was with somebody, and we were coming up from the Florida property, the 4 acres there, and my heart started pounding, and my first thought is, get me to the hospital. Then I said, wait a minute. Get me to a gas station. I need to drink water. Went to the gas station, couldn't barely stand up. Got me some water, like a liter's full, about two liters. Down and drank those 2 liters of water. I had enough strength to get up, and then I was drinking some more liters because it was about an hour drive the way we had to get back to. And then I drank another half liter or whatever, a liter, overnight. By that next morning, less than 12 hours from the time I thought I was having a heart attack, I was back to normal. Drinking the proper amount of water reset my system. Why was the heart beating? I was not having a heart attack. When the body is dehydrated, the body communicates to us, and I'm not giving any medical advice. I'm telling you what happened to me and how doctors broke it down to me on how certain things happen. When the body is, in my case, when the body was deficient of water, it goes to other parts of the body to try to pull water from that to keep you going so you won't shut down. It could take the form of back pain. It could take and that's the body communicating, the kidneys communicating to you, we need water. It could be a headache. When I get a headache, the first thing I do is instead of reaching for a bottle, I go for a liter of water. A liter of water, because I can guzzle a liter of water within 5 minutes or less. Typically, it's or less. And then I even had my mother do it. She was in bodily pain 2 or 3 times. I said, well, you haven't drank enough water. And she had the willpower where she did 2 liters within a 20 to 25-minute period of time, and her body pain went away. Once again, I'm not giving medical advice. I'm not saying it's a silver bullet. In that isolated case or case with my mother, that's how she got rid of body pain. I've gotten rid of headaches. So learn how, there's a bunch of information in there. There's books. written on this. I'm just saying, read up on it, study on it, and keep yourself hydrated. Now, if you don't like drinking water, which a lot of people don't, jazz it up. Lemonade, limonade, put some honey in it. You know, mix it like my mother did for years. Half juice, half water. You can also eat your water, because one of the things that kept my mother going for that first year that she was bedridden, where she was grooming herself and all that, turning herself in bed and whatnot, because, you know, the longer you stay in bed like that, you lose your confidence. But she was doing all right for being bedridden, you know, and all that, is she was downing sometimes 4 to 6 bananas a day. Bananas are like, what, 70%, maybe 80% water? That's called eating your water. So raw fruits, not cooked fruits and vegetables, but raw fruits and vegetables are mostly water. So another mother's story. Because if she missed meals, she would get cranky. She was getting cranky one day, and then I handed her a cherry tomato. She took a bite, and it's a cherry tomato. Within 2 minutes, her personality changed, and I just kept on giving her those little cherry tomatoes. Another example with my mother, I don't know what she had taken. She's a retired registered nurse, and she was calling people, giving the final, you know, goodbyes. She gave me one yesterday, but I'm looking at the pain saying that. And I just had a conversation the night before with a friend of mine, and because I hate vinegar, but he was telling me about apple cider vinegar and how it can reset your pH system. So when I heard her believing and calling people and wishing people that, you know, goodbyes, because she thought she was going to die, I don't know what the hell kind of pill she took, but I was cool, calm, and collected, and I went and got, I had some Bragg's apple cider vinegar, just bought a bottle like a day or two before that. So a friend of mine told me, take a teaspoon of Bragg's apple cider vinegar and some water. So I did that. Went to her bedroom while she's calling people, saying that she's, you know, dying and all this. Gave her that, and then let her drink it. But I immediately left. Then I went and her backyard. In her backyard, she was smart enough to plant about 14, 15 citrus trees. She's got lemon trees, lime trees, different type of grapefruits, oranges, tangerines, all that. So she's got a special grapefruit where you don't juice it. You eat it. Washed it, cut it in 4 sections, and gave her a section. Within 30 minutes, her whole disposition changed. Physically active, animated, stopped calling people, ready to live for 200 years or 100 years, and smiling. So I guess the apple cider vinegar and water basically alkalized her system, and the raw fruit has, you know, helped alkalize. That's a living food, because I'm a big fan of juicing, and I even got her, because she was bedridden occasionally back then. This was 5 or 6 years ago. I got her in the habit of, I would juice for her, making her green drinks, carrot juice, beet juice, juice extracted drinks. And she got to the point where she was driving her Cadillac again. But she didn't like to go to the bathroom, because when you do that, you're going to detox. And she doesn't realize it. There's a relationship there. Detoxing in the form of going to the bathroom is a good thing. Okay. In any event, so all I can do is hope for the best. Hopefully they can get us some kind of reek because they're treating her for bed sores, and those just showed up on her body recently. They were starting to heal, but it was difficult to get her to turn in bed. But if we can manage to get her back to the house, I'm not worried about the pneumonia part. And when I get a cold, this is a strategy that works for me. Once again, I'm not giving medical advice. I'm telling you what has worked for me, because a friend of mine told me, and I just followed his advice, and it's worked. When you basically got the flu or pneumonia, your three things: you're dehydrated, number one. Number two, you're deficient of vitamin C. And number three, you're backed up. You got to poop. Okay. Number one, get yourself hydrated, and hydrated for your particular body weight. Okay. If you weigh 200 pounds, you need to drink 100 ounces of water a day. And you can go online. They got all kind of, conversion calculators, so you can figure out how much that means in liters. All right, for me, that's about 4 liters a day based on my weight. So whatever your weight is, divide it by two, and then that's the amount of liters that you need to drink on a consistent daily basis, and that's during normal activity. If you're active, if you got an active landscaper or whatever, you need to add some more ounces on. Okay? Next thing with vitamin C. You can drink your vitamin C, you can eat your vitamin C, or you can do supplements. All right? I do mega doses. Like, I'll go get this Ester C stuff, and I'll do 5,000 milligrams every 4 hours, along with drinking at least a liter or two of water every 4 hours. And when you do that, you're going to poop and flush your system out. Now, once, all right, that has worked for L.A. L.A. got that advice from a couple of other people. It might work for you. I don't know. Okay, you can eat your food. You can eat vitamin C, oranges, grapefruit, tangerine, lemon, lime. Okay. So, like I said, what kept my mother going for a little bit over a year when she was bedridden is she was eating her water. No bed sores, no colds, no pneumonia, nothing. Matter of fact, I was shocked when he told me she had pneumonia, because, like I said, she didn't show the signs of it. I mean, no temperature. Other than, you know, that it was something going on with that slurred speech, but no labor, breathing, or nothing like that. But she had picked up her drinking in the last day or so, but she hadn't had, and I just bought her yesterday a big liter container of pineapple juice. So anyway, you know, I got to go to the hospital this afternoon, but the bottom line is water, people. Drink it, eat it. It's not a silver bullet. There are a lot of YouTube videos on the benefits of drinking water and juicing. Including making smoothies. You can read books on it. If you got any comments on it, but I'm delivering that message because, like I heard, my mother's still alive, but she's very fragile, and she only, according to the doctor, only weighs 110 pounds at 5'11". But he says if she is released, he says she won't have a, she'll still be bedridden. But I'll take that because essentially, we've got the stuff in here already in the house. If they can rehydrate her enough to get her released from the hospital, I got the garden. She's got the garden eating in the backyard, and I was feeding her and you know giving her stuff to drink. So I know about mega doses of vitamins and all that. So in any event, do your research. But drink your water, folks. It's abundant. It's abundant. Whatever your weight is, divide it into and drink it in ounces. Find out how many liters. For some of you, that's going to be 2 liters. For most people, regardless of height and weight, it's going to be two liters minimum. For other people, you're going to need 3 to 4. Okay? If you're obese, as a matter of fact, I'll go through it right now. Let's say, because I got one friend of mine, I haven't seen him in a while. He was weighing 400 pounds. 400 pounds divided by 2. He needs to drink 200 liters of water, 200 ounces of water a day. And let me go, let's see. Ounces to liters. All right, and let's put in 200 ounces. In this case, he weighs 400 pounds. That means he needs to drink five, you know what, let's just round it off. 5.9 liters is 6 gallons a day. You don't have to drink it all at one time. But pace yourself. You know. All right. And matter of fact, let me double check on myself. I'm putting my top weight at 230. All right. Let's see. Oh. Okay. 230 divided by 2. That's 115 ounces. Okay, 115 ounces is 3.4 liters a day. I'm rounding it up, 4 liters. The chiropractor was right. And that's why I've been able to basically feel good. So like I say, it's not everybody's body is not the same. All right. And also, let me tell you something else. Stabilize my blood pressure too by drinking the right amount of water. I used to have high blood pressure, but since I've been drinking the right amount of water, normal blood pressure. Go to YouTube, do your research. Go online, do your research. Get books on this on Amazon, Kindle, Nook, whatever, public library. Talk to some of your friends who might be older looking, or who are not older looking, that might be older biologically, but they don't look their age. Ask them what their secret is. Now, I bet you're going to get some feedback. Maybe not in every case, but I'll bet you're going to hear the simple thing of, well, I drink water. You know. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. That's my water thing for today. 314, your mic is open.
Well, you're really starting to feel better because I call in every now and then with advice.
Yeah, that's true.
Without prescription form.
Yeah.
But
that's
water.
That's what I like about it.
water has a lot to do with a lot of things. And we know when people have ailments, it depends on how you treat them. If you try to treat them with herbs, it takes many different herbs to finally come around. You know, you don't walk around barefooted where you take minerals and elements through your feet,
right,
through your skin. Also, you're not bathing in rivers where a lot of that is present on both sides, things that's good for you and also things that have a purpose that may be detrimental.
Right.
The body is a very complicated instrument that you have that may show up, show symptoms in one area of your body, can move around because
right,
the different bacteria and parasites that's causing those symptoms to exist in your left ankle will move up to your right shoulder because
right,
they're smart. They want to live. Everything that has life wants to live. Thus, the reason why come it has life. It does what it needs
right,
to do to live.
Right.
And unbeknownst, parasites been around for, you know, as long as the earth been around. And parasites get
mm-hmm,
in your body. They can do good and they can do bad. Scientists have done microscopic photographs of parasites on how they look and have seen photographs of them hiding from certain elements that's designed to go and attack them, like
right,
walnut extract, like cloves, and like some other minerals in the form of herbs that go out there and will, you know, will kill them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you're right. Water is, I like the way you put it. No prescription needed.
Absolutely.
No prescription.
But right now I'm here in St. Louis trying to take care of some business so I can get back down to heaven land.
All right.
And was out there working with a high school baseball team yesterday. Might go back out there with them one more time. These kids nowadays, black kids, they just don't play no baseball. They ain't worth two nickels when they get to high school, those who never have been exposed to it.
Uh-huh.
And it's really sad because they're leaving a lot of money on the table in that particular sport, not to mention the other ones that they don't participate in either.
Right.
Getting off the subject a little bit, I heard that the National Convention for the 45th Annual Convention for NSBE in Detroit, Michigan at the Kobach Center was a huge success. It had over 15,000 young black STEM graduates. These defense companies are snatching up these black STEM graduates. This year, Lockheed Martin hired about 400 and some odd STEM graduates. These full-time jobs, they're not any internship. Plus, the thousands that was hired by other corporations that was there, including Harley-Davidson, my goodness.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, if you have a discipline, a degree in demand, because I remember a friend of mine when I was in college, he was an electrical engineering major, and he got hired by Hughes Aircraft his junior year.
I haven't heard that name in a long time, Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
The offshoot of Howard Hughes.
Yeah, moved to, he went to George Washington University. Was hired. They flew him out to California and everything, and he got hired his junior year. He still finished school, and then he went his senior year, but before he started his senior year, he had already gotten a job, electrical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
You said that wasn't an easy major. You didn't have no social life, but that's how it is.
Well, my grandson is doing engineering as a major, and he'll leave out the house about 9 in the morning. Won't come back till he won't come back in the house until come back home until after midnight.
Right.
The things that he do studying at libraries and labs and, you know, places like that. But, you know, I was also mentioned with these STEM graduates, the companies that the organizations that's picking them up includes the Central Intelligence Agency, J.P. Morgan Chase, U.S. Air Force, Federal Bureau of Investigation, of course, Honda, Schomburger. Schomburger is an oil company. NASA, Boeing, Johnson & Johnson, Texas Instruments, Mercedes-Benz, and, of course, Ford, Cummins, Northrop Grumman in 2017 and 2018 combined hired 800 young black STEM graduates. Goldman Sachs. So I'm happy to see that we're working. I was at a meeting Tuesday with the local professional of Nesby's, and I think I met about 3 Nigerians. One's a structural engineer, and he recognized my name. And I told him, I said, you are the beginning of all my problems. We laughed because he told him I was a steel erector and throughout the years. But no, these people are very highly intelligent. Met another young African-American lady, and I forget what she was in. But you'd be surprised. Some of these people, yeah, one lady was in nuclear engineering where she's researching something beyond my intelligence. So it's really good. You know, you only hear the bad things, and they never get any play. They never get any news media coverage as they should. I tell some individuals who represent the red, black, and green and the struggle. I tell an individual who represent activism, you know what their comment is? Well, they should be starting a job. They should be starting a business hiring people. I said, well, you just can't come out of no college and start a business and hiring people. And then you got others that say, well, they furthering white supremacy. And one guy had the nerve to tell me, well, them internship job things, that's part-time. I said, those are full-time jobs.
Right.
But it just goes to show you. And, yeah, that little 12-year-old boy was building his house, well, I guess at the guidance of his parents.
Right.
In your video. Well, that sounds like that should be a very interesting project.
We're going to get on, what's today, Thursday? Yeah, we're going to, because another aspect I'm going to touch on is with my mother. I don't know if she's going to make it. And I was trying to do some estate planning for her. But this health issue really dominated that. And I wish we would have got into this years ago. But anyway, so we're looking at, tomorrow we'll probably touch on it, is what do you do? I don't want to call it scramble mode, but I'm looking at no matter what happens. But what my original plan, which I'm sticking to, is because she got a reverse mortgage, and I figured, you know what, don't borrow any money. The bottom line is build and sell. So, and you say that oftentimes, just do it. So now I'm at the point where we definitely have to set a mental. Well, you know what? It can be as simple as one a day. So if we do one podcast a day and we set 2 hours a day for that in the morning, then we're going to set 2 hours. I mean, we're going to set doing something tiny in the physical thing. So we want to build and sell. That's the original plan, and we're still sticking to that. Because, like I said, we got closings at the end of this month, and then we got to secure a team in another location. So now it's just more. I'm taking the energy, like I said, she's still among the living. I hope she stays among the living. But either way, I've got to settle her estate, and the best way to do that is build and sell. Because she was the one that told me go into business at an early age anyway. So we'll go into estate planning, what happens when the unexpected happens. So if we don't touch on that tomorrow, we'll definitely get into it next week.
All right, well, I'll let you get to your other callers.
Okay, thank you, Pianki, for calling in. All right. Anybody want to give any comments on anything they heard? Water, drink it, eat it, equals good health. Like I say, tomorrow, well, if not tomorrow, next week, we'll definitely get into what do you do when you have a loved one that the estate hasn't been properly planned, okay? The worst thing you'll hack them to is you can get in a panic mode. Don't panic. You need to sit down and collect your thoughts, and that might require you to call up a friend or two to help you get your mind clear. So I was, and that's what I did this morning. I talked to 1, 2, 3 for different things. Let's see, 1, 2. I talked to about 3 or 4 people this morning for different aspects of my mother's illness, and you know, it's grave right now, but. We'll see. But either way, regardless of how it turns out, we've already put the stuff out there, you know, with Podcast Stand, Bloggersville. I'm glad I went to Oklahoma when I did and got those relationships started and got the property secured. I'm glad about that. Thank God for Blog Talk Radio, the people I've met online as well as the people I've met offline. So I've got the raw basic materials to knock out, to build 1 to 2 houses per day. That's 5 a week. All right. So, and more than likely, we'll probably talk about that tomorrow because that strategy, you got to have, I'm going to call it a scramble. What's your scramble mode strategy? You know, so you won't get devoured by debt. You know, so you can buy some time to think and be clear. Okay, so. On that note, look, thanks for living. People, drink your water, drink your juice. Milk is not water. You know, a Long Island iced tea is not water. Okay, water is water. Coffee is not water. All right? Tea is not water. Water, citrus juices, vegetable juices, like I say, drink your water, drink your juices, based on your body weight, once again, whatever your weight is, half your weight, like I say, if you weigh 200 pounds, you need to drink 100 ounces of water. Their ounce to liter calculators online, they're free. What's the proper amount that you're supposed to be drinking? Another example using my mother. My mother has two chihuahuas, and one of them drinks about a half liter a day. The other one drinks, and this is the larger one out of the two. The other one weighs about 12 pounds. Star's her name, little black chihuahua. Star weighs 12 pounds, and Star drinks about a liter of water a day. And I don't know how many times I told my mother, I said, look, you got chihuahuas that you own that are drinking more water than you. Like I say, she's 110 pounds. So, which is underweight. You want to check your BMI, body weight index, body mass index, excuse me. But let's do the calculations on her. She weighs 110 pounds, so let's divide that by two. So my mom needs to basically drink bare minimum 55 ounces of water a day. Now let's go to the ounce to liter thing. All right, ounces to liters. All right. Fifty-5 ounces, because she weighs 110. She needs to drink 1.6 liters of water a day. Let's just round that up to 2 liters of water. Hopefully they can find, because she's got to do an IV drip right now. Okay. Drink, once again, if she drinks that, you know what? Let's go to her chihuahua Star. Star weighs 12 pounds, so that's six ounces. Wait, hold it. Excuse me. Six ounces. Yeah, so Star, a chihuahua who is very active, jumps, just a very vibrant dog, and the other one's older, but they were drinking more than my mother. People, drink. Half your body weight. Eat it if you can, but it's real easy. And, you know, here's how I start my day. Within 5 minutes of me getting up in the morning, because I walk her dogs, and usually I'll take a liter of water with me outside, and while they're doing their business, before they finish doing their business, I would have drank a liter of water. Get it out your way the first thing in the morning, 1 liter of water. Then around midday, matter of fact, after I finish with this podcast, I'm going to drink another liter. So it's not even 12 noon. And I would have had two liters of water in me. I typically drink a liter of water overnight. Because, you know, I don't sleep 8 hours straight. So I drink a typical water overnight. And then, you know, after 12 noon, because like I say, after I finish this podcast, I'm going to drink me some pineapple juice. I'm going to drink a liter of it. And I'm going to finish it off within 5 minutes. It won't be 10 minutes. And then throughout the day, you know, by nightfall, I would have drank it, and then, like, say, overnight. So that's how I get my 4 liters in. I don't try to chug it all at one sitting. No. But figure out a system that works for you. If you're retired, man, you ain't got nothing to do but drink water. Even if you're not retired, if you're driving Uber, driving a bus, keep your water bottle by your side. Cousin, in every room of her house, living room, dining room, kitchen, bedroom, and bathroom, she has at least 3-4 bottles of water in each and every one of those rooms. Doesn't even look her age. Looks probably 20 years younger than what she actually is. Don't need a prescription, people. You don't need a prescription. Like I say, if you can't handle just plain water, jazz it up. Lemon, lime. Throw some tang in there. Whatever. But get it in. Eat your water as well. Bananas, apples, grapefruit, lemon, lime, tangerines, tomatoes. Eat your water. I recommend for optimum results, do both. All right. On that note, people, like I say, tomorrow we'll probably get into Pakistan and our project up in because I want to use this opportunity. Like I said, I don't know what's going to happen with my mother, but either way, she's incurring debt. So I want to take, instead of getting in a panic mode, you know, tapping into my social capital, I'm tapping in. And we're going to do simple things. Simple things. And we've already done a lot of the legwork already. And how you operate in a crisis mode. Matter of fact, understanding the word in China, the word crisis means opportunity. So right now, I'm standing in the middle of an opportunity. And if my mother can, if they can get this, what the hell? People, I got to go. Not a bad call, but I got to go. Hey, have a great day. Drink your water.
At Jiffy Lube, we care about cars. In fact, we're kinda obsessed. That's why we've been taking care of business with quick quality oil changes and service for over 40 years. And with things like our Carful Vehicle Review, where our experts will check, fill, clean, and inspect your vehicle, you'll know we'll care for your car like we care for our own. Jiffy Lube. Car more.
Visit JiffyLubeDC.com to find a Jiffy Lube service center near you.